Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, rummaging around in the archives of the Bugle podcast once more. Flipping the bird, such a small but satisfying gesture. And in March 2010, the middle finger was the subject of a strange legal wrangle. Yes, of course, it was in America, as I discussed with John Oliver on issue 106 of the Bugle.
Top story this week, let the eagle soar and let the bird be flipped. A man in Oregon has filed a lawsuit against the county sheriff's deputies, claiming that his First Amendment rights to display his middle finger were violated. 46-year-old Robert Eaker said that his flipping the bird to sheriff's deputies in 2007 led to multiple verbal showdowns with deputies, as well as traffic violations that he claims were retaliation for his silent, one-fingered statements. Everything about this story is quintessentially American, Andy. Freedom of speech, bird flipping, a pointless, expensive lawsuit, and unbelievable stupidity. To quote Yakov Smirnoff, what a country, Andy. What a country. And he's absolutely right to cite his First Amendment rights here. What else did the Founding Fathers draft the Constitution for? It was basically to protect people's rights to flip each other off and then some other stuff to pad it out, because they knew they couldn't just leave it at that.
Well, it's First Amendment, John. You can just imagine the Founding Fathers sitting down back in the late 18th century saying, top Constitution work, guys, let's have a beer. God save the king. Oh, sorry, old habits die hard. Great, right, let's run a couple of copies off and fax it around the country. Oh, hang on, we haven't put anything about flipping the bird in. We basically just flipped it to Britain. We have to enshrine it as a fundamental American right. To flip birds where birds must be flipped. Right, Jeffo, get drafting. Better frame it as some bullshit about freedom of speech or we'll look a bit silly. And make sure it covers mooning as well. What a man cannot express with his buttocks isn't worth expressing at all.
Absolutely. Any constitutional scholar worth his Hawaiian salt, Andy, will back Robert's patriotic bird flip up. The Constitution has been so abused and manipulated by politicians over the years who've been trying to use it to support their own flimsy arguments. But in this case, I truly believe that somewhere the Founding Fathers are looking down or up, in the case of Alexander Hamilton, and saying,
Zing! Take that, Hamilton!
Saying, finally, someone gets exactly what we were going for. All we dreamt of was a land where we the people could form a more perfect union, where we had the right to extend our middle fingers up from a clenched fist, possibly with the thumb sticking out the side, depending on personal style choice, and then flip them at each other without being discriminated against.
Ecas said these words. He said, I did it because I have the right to do it. We all have that right, and we all need to test it. Otherwise, we will lose it.
Oh, that is beautiful. Andy, he should have said that in front of an American flag with an orchestra softly playing America the Beautiful behind him as he stood next to an inflatable Willie Nelson.
At last, America has its Gandhi.
He's not doing this for himself. He flipped the bird at Oregon law enforcement to ensure that we all retain the right to flip birds at who we please. Either that... Well, he was just pissed off they were going to give him a traffic violation or something. But that's not the point, Andy. He did it for us, a hero. Just like the guy last week who built and hid his own castle. And I say this, Andy. Where are you, Bono? Where the f*** are you, Chris Martin? And someone please find out what the f*** has happened to Wyclef. Where is Robert Ecas's We Are the World song? Where is it?
But is he right, John? Do we need to test all of our rights? Or should we just let some... Just assume that they're still there. I'm all in favour of human rights. You know, I love them. Can't get enough of the little darlings. In fact, yesterday I used a good 30 or 40, including my right to a lawyer. Well, I took that one a bit far. I actually married one. That's how much I love my rights. But some might be better off tested only infrequently, like needlessly provoking police officers by making rude gestures at them, or you're right in the middle of Act 5 of King Lear to run onto the stage, cluck like a chicken and pretend to lay an egg, or you're right to stand up on a crowded bus with a banjo and sing verses from the Quran in the style of George Formby. Are we actually allowed to do that? I don't know. I'm a bit out of touch.
Well, this is a key right, though, Andy. This solitary finger bigotry is a big problem. Like, you and I are strong purveyors of the bird, either when flipped or merely presented politely in lieu of a handshake. In fact, if truth be told, Andy, you and I often greet one another by flipping the bird rather than waving. It's a sign of respect. In fact, I'll go one step further than that and remind everyone that the first photo Andy ever sent to me of his daughter as a day-old baby featured her flipping the bird at me. Andy had arranged her fingers into the classic single-digit salute, and there she was, happy as can be, flipping a transatlantic bird. It was her first bird, Andy. Some remember their baby's first words or first steps. I really believe people should also value their children's first bird.
I didn't pose it, John. I just said your name and it happened. But Robert Ecas is a retired systems analyst turned mathematician, apparently, who clearly likes counting up to one. And he described his finger extendery actions as a political statement and a protest against police violence. Quite a vague protest, not a lot of nuance, but sometimes you don't need nuance, John. But we have to ask, how much more powerful would the Black Power salute at the Mexico Olympics have been if Tommy Smith and John Carlos had slowly turned those gloved hands around, wound their ungloved hands as if reeling in a fishing line, and slowly raised their middle fingers?
Exactly, and you couldn't blame them for doing that. I really hope, in court, Andy, Robert Ecas flips the bird at them again, and they retaliate by finding something else to charge him with, so this becomes a permanent vicious bird circle. The bird is a powerful, beautiful beast, and it should never be caged. Let it free, Andy. Politicians would do well to use it more, too. If President Obama has started his State of the Union address by flipping the bird at the American people, I think he might have won over a lot of sceptics concerned he didn't have the experience or strength needed to lead. Oh, sure, he was only senator for 6 months, but credit to him, the guy just flipped me off. Let's hear what he has to say.
I think maybe the problem here lies with the police retaliation, John, that what they should have done has just replied in kind and flipped him back, John, which would seem a more obvious response. And in fact, as well as having flashing blue lights on top of their cars, is it not time for the world's police to have mechanical extended middle fingers on top of their vehicles? Whenever they pass anyone being a bit naughty, but not naughty enough to warrant arrest, they just give a quick blast on the siren and flip the bird from the top of their car. Surely that's got to be justice in action.
That's a phenomenal idea. There was actually another controversial bird flip this week. Ian Poulter, the golfer, was playing a PGA event in Arizona where, when he missed a 7-foot bird, a 7-foot birdie, not a 7-foot bird, only for the crowd to start chanting USA at him in response. He responded by clearly extending his middle finger at them in a very well-deserved flip-off. And when a photo emerged, he later said, oh, to address the 16th hole, great atmosphere, but I was getting something off my face. Oh, come on, Poulter! Be proud! You did the right thing! But you mentioned the famous Olympic salute. There have been some terrible missed birding opportunities throughout history, Andy. Yeah. Gandhi, just for the shock value, could have thrown a bird in somewhere. People would have understood. Jesus... And he would have been well within his rights to flip off the Romans as he was hanging on the cross.
Some of his hand muscles weren't fully working at that point.
I've said it before, Andy, and I'll say it again. Neil Armstrong had a huge opportunity for the greatest bird flip in history, and he blew it in favour of some half-assed philosophising instead. For shame, Neil. For shame.
And there's been some fantastic bird flips in history, as will be proved by this History of the Bird fact box. The first documented middle finger flip was Moses whacking one to the Egyptians as he scarpered with all the Israelites. Even though the Bible censored the finger, the repercussions very much continue to this day. And in repressed Jewish communities in the Middle Ages, people would draw the outline of a bird as a sign of defiance, in a similar way to how the Christians used to draw a fish in tribute to Jesus, who at the Last Supper, when he and the disciples played their last ever game of charades, did Moby Dick. The Bible does not record how he conveyed second word one syllable, probably just pointed at Judas. There you go, you thought I was going to mention Jesus's wang-dang-doodle, but I didn't. Also, when the USS Puebla was captured by North Korea in 1968, American crew members were pictured flipping the middle one to their captors. And they got themselves out of trouble by explaining, it's a Hawaiian good luck sign. Just wishing you all the best for today's propaganda stunts. Perhaps the most significant of all, John, and I don't know if you remember this, I'm sure you do, in about 2003, maybe 2004... the bird was instrumental in a race hate crime involving the then British comedian John Oliver and the still British funny man Andy Zaltzman.
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
When we were doing a little tour with a couple of other comics, and we passed a fellow comedian in a service station filling up his car with petrol, and you know, as grown men will do. How do we greet him? Well, we all flip him the bird out of the back window of this little minibus. Now, so far, so funny. But then the minibus starts to pull away. And a few yards down the road, standing on the pavement, or sidewalk if you're listening somewhere that doesn't use pavements, just minding his own business, was a very, 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 very Jewish boy who looked up to see four men flipping him some very vigorous birds out of the back window of a minibus. And a look of sadness, resignation, and the resentment of millennia of shared persecution came across his young face. And he raised his arm slowly, deliberately, with the practiced ease of someone who had had to do this on more than one previous occasion. He flipped the bird back at us. And he did so whilst bodily conveying the thought, "You guys are pathetic." And I guess he was right, John, although not for the reason he assumed.
Personally, though, I think you're forgetting one of the greatest birds that you never witnessed was on the way to your wedding. As me and a few of our friends walking along, and your bride-to-be happened to drive past us, leant out the back window in her wedding dress on the greatest day of her life, and flipped the bird at us.
Well, after listening to that, I imagine you want to find out what's happening in the world right now. Well, find the latest issue of The Bugle on thebuglepodcast.com or elsewhere on the internet.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.